Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Okay, Gator. You know, there are three possibilities coming up here at the trade deadline, and that is sell Skubal, keep Skubal and buy. Sell Skubal doesn't mean they're giving up on the season, and it feels like Major League Baseball insiders are reporting more and more that there is, it feels more likely than not that they're still in a sell position with Skubal, but I thought that report from Olney was really encouraging, that the belief is from other executives that have talked to Scott Harris, Harris isn't going to chase a fantasy. If they don't make it, they have to continue to make this very obvious that they're going to contend. Or if Skubal, if there is a good offer for Skubal, it doesn't sound like he wouldn't, like he very well might pull the trigger. Some reporting recently, one comes from Adam McCalvey of MLB.com. He reports that the Brewers are planning to be more aggressive than in recent years. They generally don't make headline-grabbing moves at the deadline, but they have reached out about Tarik Skubal and Mason Miller.
Interesting.
If you look at them, they've been very competitive in the National League, haven't won at all, but they haven't really made a big move since 2008 when they traded for CC Sabathia.
And they have four of the top 66 prospects in baseball, according to MLB Pipeline.
Yep.
Including at least one player that's with the major league club right now, and Luis Lara, an outfielder who just got brought up like last week.
Yep. And they have
the top prospect in all of baseball.
Jesus Made.
That's correct.
Yep. This is a story from MLB Trade Rumors. The Brewers are well positioned to put pieces on the table. Baseball America recently ranked their farm system the best in the majors, highlighted by players Jesus Made, Luis Pena, Cooper Pratt, Luis Lara, Logan Henderson, the list goes on and on. He writes, the Brewers won't have playing time for everyone in that group, particularly the position players. Williams can also play the outfield, and that is Jet Williams, who is a third baseman outfielder, who is, I believe, their fourth or fifth best prospect. Made, here's what they write about Jesus Made, and this is interesting. Made is considered by many to be the top prospect in the league, and such a player would normally be untouchable, but Detroit would probably try and start the conversation there. Perhaps they have enough strong prospects to win the bidding without Made, but it will take a substantial package regardless. Is there a path to Made?
I don't know if there is. I always get leery when talking about the top overall prospect in baseball, not just the team's top prospect. Yep. So if it were the other way around, hey, it's the team's top prospect, but he happens to be number 17 in all of baseball, I think that's different. This is a guy that, like, the Brewers have, it seems like for a while now, they have had a lot of these really top-end guys that they're starting to see get to the Major League club. I would have a hard time thinking that he is available, but if you're the Tigers, you ask for everything, mm-hmm. right? Because you have the best player that could potentially be on that market. I know people get bent out of shape about the whole Larkin stuff, and the Eisman never should have asked for Wyatt Johnston and stuff like that. But you got to ask for the – why not ask for the moon? If you think it's a non-starter, I don't care. I'm still going to ask.
Yeah.
This is different because it's Tarik Skubal. Like, Dylan Larkin's really good. Tarik Skubal is, like, elite. So ask for what you will. You may not get it, but that's okay. But – Milwaukee does have a package of players they could do. You mentioned that the pitcher Henderson is already on the roster now, who's hurt right now, so he's not helping.
I think he's back.
Oh, actually. Is he just come back?
I think, I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure.
Is he the guy that had the back spasms?
Yeah, hold on for a sec. Let me make sure I'm not confusing him with somebody else. His name got floated out there a while ago.
It was with the idea that the Tigers are looking for a pitcher on somebody's current roster along with prospects.
He's made three appearances.
So, but he's a guy that's got a ton of upside that has had an injury issue this year.
Yeah.
So is it possible that you can get him? Sure, because you replace him with Tarik Skubal. And then in addition to that, if Luis Lara, who's also on their team, does that make sense? Like, it makes a ton of sense.
There's two things. One is the other team that, according to, this is a quote from USA Today story. Rival executives believe the Dodgers plan to be greedy and are infatuated with the opportunity of becoming the first National League team to win three consecutive World Series. If Tarik Skubal indeed becomes available, as executives are now predicting, the Dodgers are all in. So here's the thing of why I think there is a path to Jesus Mate. Oh, because the Brewers are sick of going to the playoffs and not getting out of the National League.
Mm-hmm.
They lost. They've been to the playoffs, and this is hard to believe. I think they've done this maybe without people realizing. They have been to the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years. They've lost in the NLCS, the wild card, the NLDS, the wild card, to the NLCS. They have been consistently in the postseason.
Yeah.
They haven't made a big move. They aren't using Jesus Mate now. They have a boatload of top prospects, including infielders, many middle infielders. I think if you leverage, if you say to the Brewers, here's the deal. We're going to take the Dodgers offer unless you give us Jesus Mate. You can leverage, if he goes to the Dodgers, that's game over. That's a wrap. The Brewers may well have called him up this year. The Brewers may well as white flag. Like it'll be cute. I'm sure they'll say they got a chance. So you leverage the Dodgers against the Brewers, and you look at the Brewers' history of continuing to go to the playoffs and losing, that might spark the big move. And I know people say the same thing about Detroit, and that's a whole other topic. I think you can leverage that and find a path to a player they're not using. And then they have Mizorowski and Scooble, 1-2.
Yeah, it's a lot. The only thing, well, not the only thing, one of the things I would say that might strike that down is...
There's a lot that can be said to strike it down, but...
But one of the things I will say is that Jesus Mate is a shortstop.
Yep.
He's a AA right now. Obviously, a ton of potential, but he hasn't exactly lit the world on fire in the minors. He's got decent numbers, but they're not eye-popping numbers like what you see from the Dodgers prospects. And the Dodgers prospects are outfielders. Well, this guy's a shortstop, and the Tigers have McGonagall at shortstop right now. Is that going to be his long-time position? Probably not. But not because they would add Mate, but because Bryce Rainer is ripe for a promotion to get the AA himself, who's off to a really good start to his minor league career, with an OPS that is getting close to 900. I don't know if shortstop is the position that they'd want to get, although it'd be really tough to turn down what would be the top prospect in all of baseball. I'm just putting it out there that if that's going to be it, you know, and if you could leverage these two teams against each other, you could really get something interesting from Milwaukee, let alone, I mean, if the Dodgers really want to do it, my God, they've got everything. They got everything you could possibly want.
So obviously the Tigers have a big chip here and they expect big return if they make a trade, right? You guys are bringing up, you know, all the scenarios here of what type of prospects they could bring back, big time prospects. Has anyone brought up this? I want to bring up to you guys. Their asking price, Scott Harris's asking price is probably going to be really high. If no team matches that, is there a scenario where they trade Casey Mize for something because they can get better value, but not, you know, do you know what I'm saying? Where like the asking price for Scooble is high. Asking price for Mize is lower, but they like what they get in return because Mize is an expiring contract as well.
But I don't, and I hear what I'm you're saying. Yeah, yeah. And I think that they probably would imagine they have a good chance of re-signing Casey Mize, but I'm not sure what Casey Mize's marketability is right now because he's oft injured. This is the first year he's put together a really nice season, and yet, you know, he's kind of banged up right now. He's going to pitch, but he hasn't been healthy for the whole season. He's missed time. And this latest one, ball hit off his right hand or left hand, and then he's got this recurring groin issue he's going to have to deal with. If I'm another team, I don't know if I'm going to, you know, give up several prospects or a couple prospects to get a rental player that hasn't proven that he can stay healthy for the full season.
Might be able to get one decent prospect for him. I think you could do better than the Tigers did when they traded Michael Lorenzen for Howie Lee. Howie Lee took a few years, but he got here. I think he can get better value than that. But the Dodgers, I think, based upon that report in USA Today, that they are infatuated with becoming the third straight first NL team to win 3 in a row, and they plan on being greedy, and they really want Scooble. ESPN did a list of their untouchables. They have 9 players in the top 100. Their number one guy, Jose DePaula, is untouchable according to this. But the touchable guys, well, they go on to write. But I think there are a couple more There are a couple more that are unlikely to move in a huge deal, such as Mike Sirota, outfielder Mike Sirota, outfielder Eduardo Quintero, shortstop Emil Morales, and possibly Zaire Hope. The story goes on to say, I have Hope and Charles Davlin as the 4th and 5th amongst their outfield glut, and James Tibb the 3rd, one behind them, they have some real trade value. Those are all top 100 guys.
Yes, and but you've eliminated four of their top five.
ESPN,
yes. which I would have a hard time believing that's true.
I'm going to guess that the Dodgers won't be as desperate and motivated as the Brewers. I think the Dodgers like their chances, and even if the Brewers get Scooble, I don't think they think it's a wrap. I think if the Dodgers get Scooble, it's a wrap.
If I were the Dodgers, I'd be, you've got four of your top five prospects are outfielders. Five of your top eight, six of your top nine are outfielders. You could move a couple of those guys in different deals and get anything you need. You need to get starting pitching, bullpen arms. You got it, because all these guys are blocked. They're all a double A or high A ball. The only guy that's a triple A is James Tibbs, who's a first baseman outfielder type, who I would target if I were the Tigers as well, as being a second or third prospect you get in the deal if you're going to trade Scooble. But if you're the Tigers, you have to ask for, you know, Sirota or DePaula.
Well, you ask for DePaula, knowing that you'll settle for Sirota.
Yeah.
You insist on DePaula. You want DePaula, River Ryan, and James Tibbs. And they'll say no to that, and you go, okay, fine. Sirota, River Ryan, and James Tibbs, which is a great outfield prospect. Kid who went to a Frederick Gunn Academy in Connecticut.
There you go.
River Ryan.
Just the name alone.
One of their top pitching prospects and a top 100 guy in James Tibbs, who is on the brink, right? Outfielder, first baseman, on the brink.
He's hitting very well right now.
That'd be a great return. But you really leverage the Dodgers against the Brewers and see if there's a pass to Jesus Mate or more, because their organization is loaded. Everybody says they're not touchable. I think you can make them very touchable. A tired of playoff failure Brewers organization that's more motivated than they've been, the idea of getting Scooble for a player they're not even using would have to be tempting. Speaking of Scooble, people didn't like his comments about knowing his elbow was sore in January. He tried to further explain what he meant last night. You can hear what he said next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.